A Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. As we come to the end of the year, there are many reflections we can have on how we have lived, loved, and generally behaved for the last 365 days. One reflection we can have concerns all the many words we have spoken, millions and millions of words. What a gift it is to be able to communicate through speech. Are there things we have said that healed this past year, that showed mercy, that were loving and life-giving? Did we bring happiness to others through our words? Did we bring laughter, comfort, forgiveness, maybe some affirmation, lots of affirmation? On the other hand, were there words we wish we could take back? Were there angry, hurtful things we said but didn't really mean? We have expressions such as, "May I have a word with you?" and "We had words," both indicating some kind of difficult communication. No doubt that all, too, has been a part of our lives this past year. And then for those of us given the awesome task of proclaiming the Good News Gospel, have we done so, or have we often proclaimed ourselves instead? So spoken words are very, very powerful. Today's Gospel is about a very special word. It is the story of our God who has put in a very good word for us. We recall that throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, we see a people yearning to know God, but never quite being able to have a concrete experience of that God. God remained transcendent, distant, like behind a veil, very hidden. And then God speaks. God proclaims a word that has never been spoken before, a life-giving word, a word that will bring peace and fulfillment, freedom, salvation for all who can hear this word. The word of God speaks is the most powerful word ever to be spoken. The word permanently transformed history and totally transformed all of humanity. And this word became flesh and dwelt among us. Love, perfect human love, comes to live in our midst. And finally, all of God's creation knows who God is. We are able to see and touch God. We are able to relate to God. God becomes imminent, near. We finally can understand God. God gives us God's own self in the person of Jesus. And when Jesus began his ministry, he said over and over again, "Those who see me see the Father, and God is love." So love comes to dwell in our midst. God speaks like never before and sends us God's own Son to reveal God fully to all once and for all. Furthermore, we share now in this divine life. It is the wonderful gift of the Incarnation. At Mass, when the priest pours a bit of water into the cup containing the wine, he says, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself by sharing in our humanity." Now, all the words we speak as humans have the power of Jesus to heal and bring freedom and peace, to comfort and console. Our words are the very words of Jesus. It is an awesome dignity, and we can take this dignity with us the next 365 days of the year 2013. Happy New Year, everyone.